always nice to spotlight those in our own backyard doing great things when it comes to, well, writing books, such as my next guest writing a book, a novel about an ordinary man who passes away, embarks on a journey into the afterlife, trying to find the stairway to heaven, well, while riding on the highway to hell. Here we go, a rock and roll trip between heaven and hell. Scott Devon on the line. His book is out, The Second Death. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Tell me a little bit about you. Grand Rapids, your home since birth?
Actually born in Detroit, but moved over to Grand Rapids when I was 9 years old. So most of my life I spent in Grand Rapids.
I have you described as an acclaimed entrepreneur, artist, and congratulations, obviously, an author, The Second Death, a book one in a three-part series. So I bet you're already working on part two, if not part three.
It's actually completed. I'm at the editing stage right now, so I'm thinking about making them into one big book right now rather than have the sequel two and three. So I'm pretty excited about how it turned out. There's a lot of, obviously, twists and turns along the path of redemption for Mr. Henry Ford.
All right, let's talk about Henry Ford, and I don't know if we're talking about the Henry Ford or not. What's your storyline, Scott?
Yeah, it's, you know, my book's full of witticisms and puns, and part of that is the name Henry Ford. Again, growing up in Detroit and the automobile influence of my life and growing up in the 60s, 70s in Michigan, it's hard not to know the Ford family and Henry Ford. And so I kind of use that as my character, but he was a Ford, but not the Henry Ford. So, and that's a little play on the puns of popular culture and famous people and that show up throughout the book.
Great. So, The Second Death, it is book one of a trilogy, and we do have a Stairway to Heaven and a Highway to Hell theme. What's the storyline in general?
Well, the storyline is this gentleman, as you mentioned, Henry Ford, that dies and goes in the afterlife. It's basically based around purgatory, where I believe there's a chance to have redemption or the other way, which is the highway to hell, which Henry's on. So, but along the way, the highway to hell is filled with many temptations, characters, people that want to help Henry, guides, people that don't want to help Henry, like the devil. And and in the meantime, there's a big rock and roll theme and backdraft to all the story.
Awesome. How did this come up in your life? As far as this is filled with classic rock and roll references, wit and charm. Describe one man's wit, one man's thrilling ride through the afterlife. Is this kind of like where Scott Devon is in his life?
Well, I'm not there yet. I'm still on this earth, but sometimes it's fun to let your imagination go in different directions, which mine obviously does on this story. And so it's really imaginatory, but it does, you know, have some autobiographical aspects of my life as far as, you know, the father-son relationships or just relationships in general. And also, you know, obviously living through the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s now, there's a lot of, you know, things that influence your life, like movies, books, you know, music, of course, and just general sayings and thoughts and philosophies. So they're all kind of intertwined in the book between different characters.
And yet, no secret, you're quoted as, "I've always wondered what the afterlife is like." How'd you do some of your research, or again, do you sit and think about this?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a fascinating subject, and I'm sure I'm not alone. What happens after death or not? But you know, that's where obviously, you know, religion comes in, and my book isn't religious, but there are some different references to that factor, and that's obviously the second death, and which is in Revelations, which is something you want to avoid, of course. And so it's you know, it's a battle of good and evil, which is, you know, I think the most basic concept of you know, most books and that are, you know, iconic. So that theme to me is always something that fascinated me. And again, I don't think I'm alone with that, and I hope that my readers resonate with that thought as well.
Yes. Any other themes you'd like us to take from your work?
Not really. I think, you know, it's a challenge to read. I'll warn the people that, because there is a lot of, you know, sometimes you're going to have a computer next to you to Google some of the references that, you know, you might miss. But
And was that on purpose, Scott?
Yeah, I try to be a little experimental, to be honest, on this book. You know, a little bit like you know, the Odyssey or something, where, you know, you kind of play with words and intertwine things that some people might not get right away. That, and if they wanted to go back, or say it triggers a song that they knew, and then, you know, back in the 60s or something like that. So it's kind of a memory trip back and forth. And the references kind of obviously inspire that in the reader.
Awesome. And is this something that you do along with what's described as being an acclaimed entrepreneur, Scott?
Well, this is my hobby. It's also my passion. And, you know, obviously, you know, I'm late middle age right now, so it's something I hope to do. I'm trying to get it reviewed for a potential TV series right now, which is kind of fun. I've got some interest. So, but you know, everybody's kind of waiting for the three part to be done right now too. So, but yeah, there's a lot of material now. I think the total book will be over 600 pages. So, you know, it could make a very interesting TV series, similar to like American Gods, Neil Gaiman's TV show out right now, kind of playing on that fantasy science. Not in science fiction, but fantasy aspect of supernaturalism.
Awesome. All right. And who do you read, Scott Devin?
Well, I guess, you know, Neil Gaiman comes to mind. You know, I really follow his books a lot. And, you know, I most of the classics I've read, you know, Paul Auster, contemporary author, I enjoy. There's just, you know, there's so many influences. I'm more influenced by... right now, the TV series I think are wonderful, where you can kind of, you know, binge watch and get hooked, and so that's kind of my release right now, is to, rather than read as much as I used to, I kind of follow the TV series right now.
Awesome. All right, The Second Death is, I trust, out where all fine books are sold. Scott?
Yes, it's on Amazon.com, or you can go to my author website. It's Devon, Devon author.com.
All right. When you're all ready, we'll get you back in studio for that second go-around, rock and roll trip between heaven and hell. Scott Devin's new book on life after death. Scott, Grand Rapids residents, the book The Second Death. Take care.